Good morning, everyone. Today is Friday, the 26th of March, 2021. Well, as I get older, I find that there are certain things that I forget. What do they call that? Sometimers? and sometimes I'll misstate things. You know, I'm not saying I'm losing my mind. I'm just saying that my mind is not always present with me. Sometimes I'll say wrong dates. Sometimes I'll forget things. I have to write it down. But what this has reinforced in my mind is that God never forgets. God never has to write things down. But he wrote things down for us in his word through his prophets and through the authors of the Bible, including Moses and Job and David and Isaiah and Jeremiah and Ezekiel and Daniel and Hosea and Joel and Amos, Obadiah and Micah and Nahum, Habakkuk. Zephaniah and Zechariah and Malachi and Hosea and Joel and Amos and Obadiah. But you know, God has an infinite mind. I have this little pea brain that forgets things. But God is omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent. He is the mighty, mighty God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and he does never, ever forget anything. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is immutable. He is sovereign. He is king. He has all power in his hands. Who will say unto him, what doest thou? He has created all things, and by him all things consist. He works all things after the counsel of his own will. And so when our minds get feeble or we start having sometimers, let us realize that our King is our shield and our hope and our anchor of the soul. Steadfast, unchangeable, and he never fails or falters. He's like the Rock of Gibraltar. I'm glad that Christ is the eternal Son of God, in whom all power lies in heaven and in earth. And we can trust in his resiliency. And we can trust in his faithfulness. We can trust in his promises. We can trust in his power. We can trust in his love. We can trust in his marvelous acts of kindness. And so as we get older, let us realize that we're serving an awesome God. We can also trust in his word. And many today will give you their word of things they are going to do, but many times we find out that what they have said is just not true. But the word of God can be trusted because he cannot lie. What he speaks out of his mouth. On this we can rely. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and I go away to prepare a place for you. It's wonderful to know these words he spoke are true. He said, I give unto them eternal life, and life is in his Son. He said, I chose you before the world had been created, before it had even begun. He said, I will return again and receive you to myself, that where I am you may be also. These words of Christ we can trust with most assurance. We can know so. So let us be reminded that we serve an awesome, infinite, powerful God. Even though we are feeble, even though we have these bodies that are wearing out, we are trusting in a living, powerful, long-suffering, merciful, loving God. God bless.